Good morning. High pressure that's been in control of our weather throughout the weekend will dominate again today. That high will slide off the East Coast, but remain close enough to keep it dry here. Around the backside of it, a south-to-southwest wind flow will increase today, and temperatures will surge off our cool morning lows back through the 50s and 60s quickly, and most everyone will be in the mid-70s on average for afternoon highs. The high will continue to depart tonight, and a disturbance will head our way from the Midwest and Great Lakes. Clouds will be on the increase during the overnight hours, and this will keep temperatures a bit milder overnight tonight and in the upper 40s and lower to mid-50s on average. The system will be close by tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies, and we've run the risk at a few passing showers from time to time. Even a rumble of thunder, not out of the question, or a burst of rain. Not quite as mild, but still nice, with highs reaching into the mid-60s. The system will pass through on Tuesday night, leave us generally dry for Wednesday, but still some instability left with an upper level part of the system passing by on Wednesday. So skies will be partly to mostly cloudy. We'll have a northwest breeze and cooler temperatures, but just the risk of a passing shower. Highs will be close to 60. Even cooler air on Thursday will flow in with a mix of sun and clouds, highs back into the mid-50s. Another weak disturbance will pass through on Friday. This will bring mostly cloudy skies with showers, and temperatures will be held back into the lower to mid-50s. Even cooler air will come in behind that system for Saturday, highs only in the 40s to around 50 degrees, and we do run the risk of a few instability showers on Saturday, especially across the higher terrain and across the high peaks, maybe even some wet snowflakes. On Sunday, the heart of that cool air mass will be overhead. With a mix of sun and clouds, high temperatures will stay in the middle to upper 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, flood warnings and advisories continue for parts of the Carolinas today as additional rainfall over the weekend slowed the recession of waters on rivers and streams that flooded during the massive rainfall over a week ago. A slight chance of thunderstorms is in the forecast for tomorrow. And a storm system moving through the western United States will continue to bring strong, gusty winds to portions of the northern plains today. High wind warnings and wind advisories are in effect for the Dakotas and most of Iowa and Minnesota, where winds could gust as high as 65 miles per hour. In addition, the winds will combine with dry conditions to create elevated fire weather concerns in parts of the plains. Red flag warnings have also been issued. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Siirt Airport in Turkey at 9:50 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. The last report of hail was at Kathmandu Airport in Nepal at 5:50 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 39 degrees with a west wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 9 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 46 degrees, the dew point 43, 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.83 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 105 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-70s, Boston sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds and breezy with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 67 degrees, the low 38, the average temperature 53, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 7-tenths of an inch for the month, which is 62-hundredths of an inch below average, and 30.73 inches for the year, which is 4-hundredths of an inch below average. There were 12 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 119, that's 12 below average, and 163 heating degree days for the season, which is 135 below average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low, 41. The record high 85 set in 1954, and the record low 22 in 1964. Sunrise this morning at 7:05 a.m., sunset this evening 6:18 p.m., 11 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and warm today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and warm today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and warm today with highs in the middle 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, not quite as mild in the mid 60s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler Wednesday, a passing shower near 60. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy with showers again on Friday in the lower to mid 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and chilly Saturday, passing shower, highs near 50, and a mix of sun and clouds only in the upper 40s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.